I'm Kaylin.
And I'm Rebecca.
We're the hosts of Sociologic, broadcasting live at CJSF 90.1 FM from 7 to 8 p.m. every Tuesday.
Tune in to hear meaningful conversations exploring all ideas through a sociological lens.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Stats can be hard to understand.
Huh. Oh, yes. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM. Good day, people of all the planets, countries, provinces. And yes, I am Nick Legacy, and this show, yes, a two-hour global buffet of worldwide treats. Yes, music, mostly fairly obscure stuff, and the first hour always trips and trips and travels around the planet, and in the second hour we settle down for a little bit longer in a place of geographical containment. This week, Angola. Yeah, we've been there in the past, many years ago, like 10, 12 years ago. This show's been going forever. So, yeah, we sometimes return to places we've visited already, as we have already been everywhere on this planet. So, yeah, Angola, expect some new exciting sounds. Kuduro, Semba, etc. Yeah, some of the homegrown styles in the country. And yeah, these days it seems like there's more and more back and forth between Europe, Brazil, Angola. It's kind of hard to differentiate, but yeah, the whole world is a fine, fine melange, is it not? So we're going to keep starting with music. We're going to, segue from me talking to music, talking about music to real music. This is a band from Poland. They play some pretty freaky hip-hop influenced jazz music, and it's a four-piece band, debuted in 2020. They just put out a LP last year and upcoming EP from the same recording sessions. This is called Grzybi, which means mushrooms, and their previous album was called Grzybnia, which means mycelium. So the roots, the seemingly invisible strands that connect the whole planet, that work with trees and break down rocks, and yeah, fantastic world of fungi out there that we're just scratching the surface of. So yeah, inspiration perhaps for this music and the song, actually. Wrozniak is a type of mushroom, Trametes, a family of mushrooms specifically, and the turkey tail mushroom, which grows nice and wide and has many medicinal benefits, is part of that family of, in Polish, Wrozniak. So here's Blotto with some funky, freaky, yet serene music. Wandering Rhythms Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain in the unceded ancestral territory of Coast Salish peoples.
Queixoeiro, cauca, fei, patuzu. Queixoeiro, luar, sucam, devija. Queixoeiro, cauca, fei, patuzu. Perdão, ertem, lugar, sua aduana. Perdão, ertem, isso, venherar, sim. Perdão, ertem, lugar, sua aduana. Perdão, ertem, isso, venherar, sim. Queixoeiro, lugar, sucam, devija. Queixoeiro, lugar, sucam, devija. Queixoeiro, cauca, fei, patuzu. Perdão, ertem, lugar, sua aduana. Perdão, ertem, isso, venherar, sim. Perdão, ertem, lugar, sua aduana. Perdão, ertem, isso, venherar, sim. Queixoeiro, lugar, sucam, devija.
Up a gift, a miniature aquarium and trip to get some fish. Three green tetras, one scarlet banister, and a touch of plant life. Some live, some plastic. Got the stuff home, put it in the tank. Everyone is thriving, it's a lively little gang. A few weeks pass when, plain and clear, I hear, oh my God, there's a snail in here. What? I feel as if she's gotta be mistaken, as we do not have a snail. Granted, she knows what a snail is. I make my way over in position for the glare. I'm looking at a snail that wasn't previously there. I feel I'm being pranked, but if magic is the reason, then really I think it's great. My girl on her computer reading animal facts, a snail egg can hitch a ride into your tank on a plant. You motherfucker. But wait, there's more. I'm looking at the snail. He seems pretty pleasant. We figure let him kick it, as honestly shit's impressive. A couple weeks pass, I hear another gasp. 7 more snails have appeared on the glass. How? Determined to identify the guests when I stumble on a column of common invasive pests, and boom. The number one offender on the pile, the bladder snail, known as stowaway and multiply. Plus a self-compatible hermaphrodite. That means the kids will never have to hear the parents fight. We went away for a week, came home to a scene. Snail population up in the teens. This was weeks ago already. It's been getting extreme. We are well over 30, but murder isn't my thing. While the fish have been patient, the situation's a bummer. They be staring at the snails, then staring at each other like, these motherfuckers. But wait, there's more. I figure let him kick it. 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 Folk tell the kiddo, I think I'm missing some info. Just clean the tank and throw the fucking snails out the window. Look, I guess I don't know how to shut the door when Snail Zero's been here as long as the other 4. I get the reputation as a blight on the tank, but I ain't shoveling them out of what they rightfully claim. Even if I was able to one day snag him in bail, exactly fuck I'm supposed to do with a bag full of snails? Oh, here comes crazy old Lacey holding his bag full of snails. He also bark at the traffic and drink his tap from a grail. Not doing it. I love those fish. I love those snails. Coexist. I think about the day it eventually overflows and fills the whole apartment, then fills the whole of Rome. A reckoning is upon us, a decision must prevail. A sensible rehoming or... snails.
Oh, well, Aesop Rock right there for you. His brand new 10th LP called Black Hole Superette. And that's a song about snails multiplying spontaneously and inexplicably. Snail Zero. And yeah, that fella, Aesop Rock, one of the greatest MCs of any era. And he uses more naughty words than he used to. I should have probably censored that one. But hey, Aesop Rock, very verbose, and seems to have a new favorite word. So yeah, he's always full of stories. Some stuff about a new song about his childhood hamster. Anyways, he's a amazing MC, and he's really hit his stride the last few years, because yeah, he's producing all his music, and every couple years he's got a new, just incredibly dense album, and that just came out days ago. Yeah, May 30th. Great birthday present. Aesop Rock. And before that, we heard a band from France called Kokana. They're from Toulouse. And it's two women who play traditional music from that region, from the Pyrenees, from the Pyrenees Mountains and surrounding areas. Yes, the song is just a single of theirs called Que Son Oros. And there's this, I don't know the name of the instrument, but it's a long kind of drone-y stringed instrument that you play very percussively. Ding, ding, ding. It's just like the same note, but it's a percussion and also keeps a drone and sets the main tone of the piece. So Que Son Oros by Kokanha, Kokanha, and there's dancing accompanying the music video. It's all like shot in one, done in one shot, one continuous shot, the videos they make, and it's very intoxicating stuff, ancient yet modern. And before that, we started the program with Blotto, a band that, in their own words, came to being accidentally yet naturally, like a puddle after a rainy day in the summer of 2018, when the Wrocław-based Ibs Sextet had a day off between a couple concerts. And yeah, the smaller pieces of that band, Ibs, EABS, came together to form Blotto, which is now, say, as successful as Ibs. And yeah, Poland, maybe not a place you'd expect to have a thriving experimental jazz scene, but the world surprises, does it not? So that was a song called Rozniak. Once again, Blotto, B-L-O-T-O, from their new EP, Mushrooms, or in Polish, Grzybi, or approximately such. Yes. So next we're going to hear a classic, one of the very first electronic musicians ever. You know, this album came out when Kraftwerk was just, well, I was going to say in their underwear, but they were probably in their 20s. I mean, in their diapers. Okay, let's continue. Jean-Michel Jarre from France, who made this album sort of a, he calls it a pirate album, basically, because he did it on his own, in his home, and this is before all his big Oxygen and, you know, his huge albums that came later in the 70s. This came out in 1972. It was meant to be, like, library music, so just, like, background music for shows, movies, whatever, and it was just reissued on Transversal Disc, a French record label based in Paris, specializing in releasing long-lost tapes and unpublished recordings. So this is it at one point was very rare, and, well, now it's been reissued this year. So Deserted Palace is the name of the album, and here's the most grand piece on the album. Some of them very, very short pieces meant, I guess, as like intros for shows or whatever. This one is called Windswept Canyon by Jean-Michel Jarre. 1972, very early yet very sophisticated electronic music. Enjoy. This is Wandering Rhythms Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you.
We'll be right back.